this has been pretty quiet. And usually when it's quiet, that tends to be good. Would you categorize this as so far being a progressive, fruitful discussion?
Yeah, you know, I think we've had an awful lot of questions that we've asked over the last few weeks, and we've gotten most of them answered. A lot of our discussions have been great discussions, and, you know, Don's just tremendous. I mean, he gathers the information, and he makes assessments, and he's able to come up with reasonable plans, and I've never seen anyone that works quite like him.
I've known Mr. Fear for many, many years from our days when he was with the Major League Baseball Players Association, of course. He's an extraordinary bright guy, but he has evolved and changed. He may not concede that, but he's evolved and changed to a great extent. He seems much more, much less emotional than he was in almost his previous life, going back 20 years or more. How have you found him to work with? I mean, you gave a pretty fair analysis there, but he's very much a detail guy, isn't he?
Hey, absolutely. He's, you know, I go back to even when he hired me, I had to put together a couple-page report on what I wanted to do. I had to go through MLB and meet with a bunch of the guys there. I talked to a lot of people here in the office, but it just shows that everything that he does, he's meticulous with, and you know, it's been just a pleasure working with him. I feel like I learn every single day.
We did see that there was an offer put forward by the owners, by the league, and there has, to the best of my knowledge, Matthew, not been a response from the PA. Is that true?
Well, we're in the process of receiving independent audited financial statements. After we received their proposal on, the initial proposal was made to us on June 29th, and around July 30th was when we really started to get into the proposal in a lot more detail and what it meant. That's basically around the time that we had asked them, what does this mean in actual dollar figures? And that figure was $450 million per year that they were asking back in player salary. And at that point, we felt it was going to be crucial to us to have the independent audited financial statements to be able to go through and possibly address some of their concerns or as many of their concerns that we can address as the players.
One of the issues in almost all collective bargaining is the itemization of what counts as shareable revenue. Are we in the same position here now, based on what you've seen, Matthew, trying to ascertain what revenue will be shared and what revenue are counted and what might not be?
Well, it gets very, very confusing, but overall, they wanted to reduce the current definitions of HRR. If you were to use the current definition of HRR, the actual percentage goes down another few percent from 46%, which has been widely reported, down to 43%. And that's essentially where we would be in today's with today's hockey-related revenues being counted.
To the layman, it appears that the initial offer was very aggressive on the part of the league. Would you categorize it as such, or are there things about it that we are not aware?
No, I think that's safe to say that it was very aggressive. And, you know, a big part of this proposal reduces players' bargaining power right from the entry-level system through, you know, his first 10 years in the season. Unrestricted free agency wouldn't be reached until 10 years of accrued service. Now, obviously, the players aren't in favor of a system like that.
Is there one issue that becomes the most important for these players? Overall revenue, as you suggested, free agency not until 10 years of service, which, you know, is a significant change from where we are now. Limitation on length of contracts. Is there one that your membership has said to you, this is one that would be a deal breaker for us?
Well, you know, I think there's a number of things that we can discuss in this proposal, but I think the overall system has to work together. I don't think you could break it down in one issue. I think revenue sharing is a huge component of a healthy league and a cap system and a non-cap system for that matter. You know, the player share is obviously a big part of it as well. And you know, I think our goal at the end of this is that we don't want to be sitting here 5 years from now going over the same issues again. You know, we really would like to have a system where you know, everyone shares equally. It's a fair deal. The players are doing well, the owners are doing well, and we have a healthy league. And I think that's our overall goal at the end of the day.
Last point before I let you go. Do you have any time frame for a formal response? I mean, I know you've been responding in bits and pieces, but will there be a counter proposal? Is there one? Should we expect one imminently?
Oh, we don't have a time frame on it. We basically started receiving the independent audited statements last week. The first drop, I think, was about 76,000 pages, and I believe we're receiving another 55,000 or so today.
Holy cow.
So, you know, there's an awful lot of work to be done, and our response has to do several things. One, the players have to be on board, and that's a big part of the reason Don's traveling to Europe right now. He was in Moscow meeting with some of the Russian players. He's in Barcelona meeting with a lot of the European players. And then we're going to come back, and we have to make sure we got everyone up to date and educated here in North America. And it's a pretty big job to get everyone on board. But really, to answer your question, we would like to get this turned around as quickly as possible. But unfortunately, I can't really give you a time frame. There's an awful Sure. lot of work to be done.
I know I said that was the last question, but let me throw one quick one in here. Don has said that the players would be willing to work past the 15th of September if an agreement had not been signed, provided there was progress being made. Did you get a response from the league to that suggestion?
We haven't gotten a response, but in our meetings so far, they haven't raised it. Obviously, publicly, they haven't talked about it that much. I know they've been asked, but I'm very hopeful that both our objectives are to negotiate until we get a deal done.